Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend's show is Marshall Hatley. He's a Census Engagement Coordinator for the Maricopa County Public Health Department. And welcome to the show, Marshall.
Thank you.
Marshall, today we're going to revisit a topic we talked on. It was a month and a half ago, concerning the 2020 census. And in early March, things got rolling to start having people fill out their information for the 2020 census, which is a very important thing. Now, of course, we had COVID come along, sort of in the middle of the height of the census information taking, and that's what we're going to discuss today, any changes or sort of how things are going and so forth. And I guess off the top, how is the census going at this time, considering have we had pretty good turnout, at least as far as those who may have responded to the online forums?
Right. So it's actually going quite well, believe it or not. You know, like you said, we started back in March. We started promoting it back then, and we started making a lot of plans that unfortunately couldn't really pan out. But we've switched to a more online and over-the-phone marketing strategy. So we're really pushing for people to fill out their census online and over the phone. And it's working out well so far. Maricopa County as a whole is currently at 66% self-response rate, and Montgomery is at 67.3%. And those are really close, just about 2 or 3 points off of what the self-response rates were in 2010. So, of course, if we can, we want to get those self-response rates this year better than they were in 2010, and they're very close to being better. Right now, the best towns, Raymond is the town with the highest self-response rate, it was 73.3, and Carlinville is the highest in Maricopa with 71.2. So, of course, those are great numbers, but the higher we can get those, the better.
Right now, as we stand, are people still able to put the information on their computer if they can and send it back to the census people? Or where are we at in the sign-up at this moment?
Yeah, so the website is up, and it's my2020census.gov, and you can go on there now. Anyone can go on there and respond online. An invitation in the mail, it might have a code on it, and you can enter that code. And if you did not get that code, then you can just enter your address. It works just the same. Your address works just as fine as a code does. So anyone can go on there right now, regardless of anything they might have gotten in the mail, and do their census online. Additionally, you can do it over the phone, and we have some numbers where we can help anyone fill out the census. The Maricopa County Public Health Department has a number at 217-839-7822, and you can call the Montgomery County Clerk's Office at 217-532-9530. And originally, the online response rate deadline was going to be about the end of July 31st, but of course, because of COVID-19, everything's been pushed back. So now the online response date is until October 31st. So that webpage, my2020census.gov, will be up until Halloween of this year, which is much later than original, but of course we had to do that because we're going to have a lot more people responding online than before.
Now, I took and filled out mine online, and when you're done with it, you get a confirmation number and things like that. But just to talk to somebody who may have not done it yet, this is really not many questions. You know, I filled out census in past years, and it was far more many questions. Maybe you'd like to talk about how easy it is to fill out your information.
Oh, yeah. So it's very quick. Usually, if you only have one person in your household, if it's just yourself, it takes about 5 minutes probably. And for every additional person, it takes 2 to 3 minutes at most. It's very quick, very easy. Not, like you said, not many questions. And if you do call one of these numbers, we do have a, like you said, that confirmation page that we would send to you. But yeah, it's very quick and very easy, much easier than previous censuses.
Now, if people are interested about their community, as you pointed out a while ago, just a few towns or some county figures, I think you have a way people can sort of see it's updated on a weekly basis. They can see sort of how their community is responding. Where would that be?
That's right. That is on the Macoupin County Public Health Department Facebook page. And we post that every Friday at 9:30. And it's a Facebook post with all the response rates of every town in Montgomery, in Macoupin and Montgomery County. We got community leaders from every town promoting the census on there and getting people to bring up that self-response rate.
As you said, things have changed. Deadlines have been expanded. And when we originally talked, it was around May or so. If people hadn't responded, they were getting closer to maybe having a home visit or something like that come, if need be. Where are we now, say, those people who have not responded or may not respond? Where are we at as far as a at-home visit or an interview or whatever it is you do to try to get the rest of the numbers?
Right, so that's very important. That's if a household does not respond online, then a census enumerator from the Census Bureau will start going door-to-door and knocking on those doors that have not responded. So originally, before COVID-19, that was going to be May 1st, but that, of course, has been extended. Right as of right now, the best information I have is that that will start August 11th. And so if you have not responded by August 11th online, then census enumerators will begin going door to door. But of course, that is tentative. That is based on, you know, that's assuming that we do flatten the curve with COVID-19 and we don't have further outbreaks. Everything, of course, is tentative right now. But as of right now, that the date is August 11th, and I'm sure the Census Bureau will be working in conjunction with the state of Illinois, because the governor has put out the Restore Illinois plan. We're currently in phase 2 of 5. The Census Bureau will probably work with them to decide if it's okay by August 11th for those enumerators to start going door to door.
Do you have any, information of, hey, maybe we ought to concentrate in this area? Do you have any areas that maybe they should take a look at getting their census response in? You know, maybe they're a little lower than, say, the average or something like that?
So we do have some towns that are quite a bit lower. Off the top of my head, I want to say Donelson in Montgomery County is about 50%. Of course, that's much lower than the average Montgomery County rate, which is 67%. So we want to see those towns at the very end increase their percentages. So in Macoupin County, we've got Girard and Verdon are down at 56 and 59%, Bunnell's at 62, and Macoupin County's average is 64. So Bunnell, Girard, and Verdon are below that average. We'd love to see those percentages come up even more. And same thing with Montgomery County, Irving, Donelson, Ullman, Taylor Springs, Witt. Those towns are below the average. So, and you know, any towns like that, anybody there, it's important to get those numbers up, because it's going to help your roads and your all kinds of government services that help everyone, roads, clinics, things like that.
I know everyone would hope that you had a 100% response, but do you, or say from your training and things like that, what's considered, hey, we had a pretty good census this year, say per se a community or per county, what is the number you're really shooting for that makes it probably very successful?
Well, right now our goal is to get higher than the 2010 self-response rate, but yeah, it would be great to see us get up to 95% self-response rate. Of course, it would be ideal to get 100%, but we would really like to get up into the 90% range, and to get as 90-95% range, to get as little door knocking as possible, because you know people are very resistant to that. We don't want to have to have a bunch of census enumerators going around our communities going door knocking. So high 90% would be great. That's what we're shooting for.
And Marshall, as we come to the end of the show, again, if somebody has a question, or maybe they got the invite like you did through the mail and they threw it away, or they've misplaced it or anything like that, where can they go, or what phone numbers can they call if they'd say, yeah, I do want to get this done, but I can't find my information?
Right. So if you haven't heard anything, go ahead and, or if you are unsure about what to do or what you've received, then go ahead and call either Macoupin County Public Health Department at 217-839-7822, or Montgomery County Clerk's Office at 217-532-9530.
Marshall Hatley, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.